Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Chick-friendly White Snake only, though, by the way.
We're digging way deep down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that they had a lot of hits in the 80s, and this is a Tuesday. I forgot that they were huge in the 80s, and it's a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. And I just need a little bit of rock. And I told Sam we're going to go Chick-friendly White Snake. The girls loved White Snake back in the 80s. We're going White Snake. Hello.
Okay.
Good afternoon. Welcome home. How was Phoenix?
Wherever
the hell you went.
Great to be home. I am tan and relaxed, and I miss the children terribly, and I'm glad to be back to this rainy, beautiful city of ours.
There's a cat stretching right behind you right now.
Yeah, we got a lot of animals here. I got my dog, got my cats. They all miss the mama.
Well, we miss you, and we're glad you're back. Oh, what a weekend.
What did you go to the Ozarks?
3-day bender,
baby.
Oh, let's talk about these people.
Oh, how many people are holding their head in shame, A, or bragging about it, B, today? Because it's going to be one or the other.
Yeah. There's no middle ground on that one. You're either really proud that you were in the pool and you're just getting that COVID all over you. You're like bathing in COVID. Oh, rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
And, or you're like, man, that was dumb.
They don't care. They don't. I'm telling you, Scott, they don't care. And today, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment issued a, let's call it a suggestion.
How about an advisory?
They issued a suggestion that if you were in that cesspool with 10,000 other people, that you self-quarantine at home. The problem is all of those people are going to come back to Kansas City or St. Louis or Arkansas.
Or Springfield.
And, yeah, they're going to pretend like they weren't there.
I wasn't there.
No, Ozarks. No, like we stayed in a cabin. We did not go to that pool.
Boss, so our place had a private pool, and we were at the private pool.
I've never heard of the Ozarks.
Can your employer force you to not come back to work if they know you were there?
Yeah. But everybody's going to lie. I mean, how are you going to know that somebody was actually there?
They're all going to lie. And someone asked Mayor Quentin Lucas, why are you not dropping an advisory on these people, mandating they stay home? And you know what he said?
Can't.
I cannot issue some advisory that is impossible to enforce.
That's right.
Impossible.
Well, and Dana, it needs to be noted, the sheriff in Camden County, which is where this party occurred in Missouri, was asked over the weekend, you know, why didn't you do anything? He says social distancing is not against the law, nor is it the law. And what am I going to do? I can't do anything. There is no law that was broken. Now, I will say this. and I have to temper myself a little bit. I think what occurred, and it's been all over the news. I know you've seen it.
Oh, it's made international news.
How horribly irresponsible, how horribly selfish, how horribly egotistical. And I actually kind of hope nobody dies, but I hope they all get COVID and then they don't give it to anybody else. What an outrageously irresponsible thing to do.
However,
okay,
you are going to hear a rare however from Dana here. Okay?
All right.
The lines over the weekend to get into the new casinos that are now newly opened stretched around the block. And so that is being legally allowed, okay, mm-hmm, with social distancing, some people wearing masks, some not. That didn't make international headlines because there's so much money involved in that industry. So is it because this was beer and swimming and sun that there's outrage?
Or you left one thing out, young people.
But not all young people.
Mostly.
There were a lot of young people there, but mm-hmm, I saw a couple of folks in that pool that looked older than we are, Scott. And I'm torn because who are we to judge? I just got on an airplane and was gone for 8 days.
Fair
alone
point.
In a house with a girlfriend. How but is that okay and this
but
isn't?
But you did get on an airplane.
Yes, I did.
That's a fair point.
So I think people really like to throw stones in this day and age. The crowd size was shocking for the times that we're living in the Ozarks, okay? But it's also low-hanging fruit, Scott. It's a low-hanging fruit of a headline. Look at what these people did.
And ignore what I did.
Yeah, like church. I mean, look at all the people thumbing their nose a few weeks ago saying we're going to pack in and sing and worship because we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, you bring up a good point, Dana.
So who gets to decide what's bad and what's not bad? I don't know.
Well, I just wonder if we've gotten to the point, and the Ozarks, certainly the video that we saw over the weekend was one thing. There was video out of Florida and out of California as well, where the beaches were packed. And I just wonder, and, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but I just wonder if America's just had enough. And, you know, maybe we're just not capable of handling...
giving up that much freedom for this long.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. The telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. She is Dana Wright. Oh, we got to do terrible jokes today. It's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I've got a stack of them.
What time you guys want to do that?
3:45?
Sure.
3:45? All right. Yeah, that sounds good. So get your terrible jokes ready. They have to be terrible but arable. All of you with your Helen Keller jokes, not okay. We will accept Yo Mama jokes and, of course, Chuck Norris jokes. Those are always welcome. We will do that at 3:45 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks. Hey, welcome back. Good to have you on a Tuesday. Throwback to the 80s, a little culture club. We're talking about the video that you have undoubtedly seen from the Ozarks. Hundreds of people packed into a pool in the Lake of the Ozarks. There was no social distancing. And for some of you on the text line, you don't care. And that's fine. You're welcome to weigh in. If you're going to call us fake news, at least have the guts to call into the radio station.
What's fake news? The crowds? Did you see the photo?
I asked the guy. I said, what have we reported that's fake? And I haven't heard back.
No, you haven't.
No. Let's go to the phones. Ryan in Lawrence. Good afternoon, Ryan. Hello.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Great job, as always. Love you guys, too. Listen, as I went along through this whole process, going to work every day, not being affected by this whole thing, I do understand the problem with cabin fever. I understand that people are going a little nuts, but when I saw that video in the Ozarks, in Osage Beach, I believe, it to me looks like common sense went out the window. But then again, I'm sort of wondering, common sense these days, is it common anymore? I mean, I get the feeling, guys. I get people's feelings, and I just this whole thing is kind of this thing is going to drive people nuts. But we still have to practice safety and a level of precaution that we never had to experience within our lifetimes. And I'm speaking, I'm sure, of yours. You guys and I are of the same generation, so this is something we've never had to deal with before.
Yeah, we've never been asked to give up our freedom for the greater good. And I think seeing in the last few weeks, we're not good at it. We're not good at working for the greater good and sacrificing what I want to do.
I think the closest thing that we could come to the idea of giving up freedom, and I use that in air quotes, for the greater good is post 9/11. Taking off our shoes.
Which no one complained about. It was like, okay.
Well, I think they complained about it, but I mean, we just kind of assumed that was, quote, and I hate this term, the new normal.
New normal.
Yeah. And we just kind of got used to it, which is incredible, because when you go to a foreign country and you're coming back to the United States, you don't have to take your shoes off. The way, the guy who said we were fake news said that we are over-dramatizing the pandemic. Well, tell that to the nearly 100,000 people who have died and their families who have lost a loved one. Tell me that I'm over-dramatizing.
You should pick up the front page of the New York Times from over the weekend. They printed 1,000 names and brief obituaries, just 1,000.
Yeah. And I encourage this person to call in. I mean, listen, when we invite you into our room, if you will, we're not going to yell you down. We don't yell on this show. And so if you have a critique or a criticism regarding, you know, something that we say, you're welcome to call in. I'm not going to yell at you. I can disagree with you.
One of the things that's getting lost in the conversation about the Ozarks, Scott, is all of the workers who are caught in a very difficult position because they need the income, okay? Mm-hmm. And some of them have family members with compromised immune systems. The Kansas City Star did a great story about one of the waitresses stuck in the middle of that crowd over the weekend. And her father has multiple sclerosis. And she said, look, I either quit my job, lose my benefits, or I stand in the middle of this crowd where it is impossible to wear a mask because you cannot hear over the laughter, the drinking, the music, the booming music. She said, there's no way you can wear a mask. People can't hear me anyway. You know, this affects the workers too.
Sam, take us to the phones if we could. I understand we have at least three on the line.
Let's go to Mike in Grandview.
Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. I love the show. Hey, I just wanted to point out that this video really paints a poor light on Missouri, when in fact, probably 90% of them people are from Johnson County or other affluent areas, because they're not your average Missouri hick in that video.
Well, I don't know where they're from.
Well, if you know anything about the Lake of the Ozarks, 90% of the people are out of Johnson County. They come down and spend their money. The people that the workers serving the beers and the margaritas, now they're probably local people, but I tell you that the partiers are all from out of state.
I would agree with you that some of the homeowners are from Johnson County. Yeah, I would not agree with you that the masses that were in those pools were necessarily local to Kansas City. There's no way to know that.
But just from experience, as I live along the route from that brings people from the city to the lake, there's a number of cars that pass me on a Friday afternoon from Johnson County. That's where I just basing my information from.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they could have been from St. Louis as well. But your point is taken. I mean, I'm from Johnson County. I've been to the Lake of the Ozarks. No doubt about it. But I wouldn't have been in that pool. Hell no. Sam, we have time for one more real quick before we get to the news.
Let's go to Tino in South Kansas City.
Hey, Tino. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm glad that you guys were talking about this. We've been talking about in church for the last 2 days since we saw this. Again, it doesn't matter where they're from. Doesn't matter if they have money or don't have money. That young waitress that said that, they're putting their lives and their family's life at risk. Go and have your fun, but do what they told you, 6 feet apart from each other, wear a mask, and be considerate of other people. I myself am 72 years old. I'm a high risk. I had a pacemaker installed in July. I wear a mask. I stay away 6 feet from people, and I work for Pride Shopper on 95th and Mission. I've been there for 4 years, and some of the people left. I live with absent because they were afraid to take the illness to their family members, which they have diabetes and other problems, and they left. We had 7 or 8 people leave, and I work because I just can't be home. I go crazy. I've been working since I was 8 years old. But you cannot put other people's life at risk. And you've got to be considerate. You know, there's more people in bars and down there at the Ozark that they're wearing church this morning. And I just don't understand it. With all these things that are happening, we could try to get closer to God instead of a bar and do what they're doing. And they have the right to kill themselves. But please do it by yourself. Don't go into a massive crowd like that. I'm sorry. I'm just messed up by it, especially after that waitress said that.
All right. Tito, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Def Leppard. Oh, we got someone from the source. Let's go to Mike in Osage Beach, Missouri.
Ooh, hey, Mike.
How you doing? I live in South Kansas City, but I have a place down here. I come down here often. But that was the best advertisement this lake area could have got. They couldn't have paid for that type of advertisement. It kind of shows that this is where the action is, and I know people probably from all over the country will probably want to flock down here. I was listening to the radios down here this morning, and they can't wait for the crowds that will be coming.
Okay, so Mike, it's funny you say that, because as part of the Kansas City Star article, one of the waitresses says, I worry that more people eager to get a taste of normalcy are going to start showing up to the lake now that the videos are widely circulated. Quoting here, now that everyone in the world knows we're open, that's terrifying.
Yes. So that was a welcome video for the people down here.
Were you part of any of the partying, or did you get near any
of
it?
No. I've stayed in my place. I have not really gone out except to the stores, but I could tell it was very crowded down here. The roads are crowded. The stores are crowded. But, no, I'm too old for that action.
But, Mike, you're an older gentleman. You've called into the show for many, many years, and you're a good friend of the show. You're also, if I'm not mistaken, a doctor. Is that correct?
Yes, retired.
Okay. Yep. So you're not dumb. I mean, you're not going to the pool with a bunch of 23-year-old kids.
No. I've stayed to myself.
But Mike, I will tell you, I'm looking at some of the photos. There's a woman with white hair in the pool. And I mean white hair like Betty White. This was not all young people.
Well, I suspect not, but not for me. I'm by myself. My wife, she wouldn't want to see me in that crowd.
You're not throwing beads off your boat.
She probably wouldn't want to see you in a bathing suit. I mean, who are we kidding? All right, my friend. Always good to hear your voice. It's been
Take
a long
care.
Time.
Bye-bye.
All right, be well, my friend. Nick in Olathe. Nick, good afternoon. Hello.
We lost both Nick and Stephen.
We lost them both. Okay. Telephone number here is 576-7798. It was an interesting weekend at the Lake of the Ozarks. I think interesting is a fair word to use.
You know, Scott, one of the things I was a little surprised about in Scottsdale was that there were establishments where everyone was wearing a mask. But we also went to establishments where none of the staff were wearing masks.
You did?
Yep. And we only ate at patios, outdoor, every single time outdoor. Because, of course, the weather is just, you know, 85 every day. So we always ate socially distanced from the other tables. But some of the places were masked up. Some of them weren't. They reopened the same weekend Kansas City reopened last weekend. And maybe, like you said, people are just wanting to at least pretend like life is normal. My husband and I went to dinner last night here, one of our favorite places, and all of the staff was wearing a mask. No, Red Bridge Barrio, okay, off of Red Bridge and Holmes, hands down one of my favorite places to eat, and they were all masked up.
Somebody on the text line wants to know, Scott, did you get a haircut over the weekend? If so, how was your experience? Yes, I did. And I won, by the way.
Sam got a haircut, too. I'm looking at him.
Saturday morning. My haircut was Saturday at 3:15, so I win.
No, you changed the rules like seven times.
Okay.
He does this, Sam. He does this, and then he tries to say he wins. But he does. In fact, Scott, I am the referee here. You folded first.
How did I fold first when I got my haircut second?
because you scheduled the appointment. You were doing it and you scheduled it.
I didn't schedule anything. I just got lucky and walked in.
Maybe I was like kind of throwing in a little caveat or not a caveat. What's the word I'm looking for here?
A caveat would be a rule change.
Maybe I was throwing in a little fake on you. And
you were trying to lure him into cheating.
Right. No, not cheating. Luring him into breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I never had a hair appointment at 3:15 on Saturday afternoon at Sheer Thing.
So you lied.
No, I had a 3:15 appointment at Sheer Thing.
You lost. To our last caller's point, the Kansas City Star just dropped this story. Before the Memorial Day weekend put the Lake of the Ozarks in the national spotlight, local leaders in one lakeside city expressed their delight at the anticipated crowds. The discussion came prior to the official start of the Thursday night meeting of the Board of Aldermen for Osage Beach. It was held via video conferencing, and they said that this was, quote, money in the city's pocket.
Well, and somebody just wrote in on the text line, you know, screw them, the hillbilly Hamptons, they're going to get it, you know. First of all, I don't think it's fair to call the Lake of the Ozarks the hillbilly Hamptons, but whatever. The people that were in that pool, to a previous caller, and I don't think they're all from Johnson County, that notwithstanding, they're not from the Lake of the Ozarks. So they're going to go down there, maybe get the virus, spread the virus, whatever.
And then bring it back.
Then they're going back to St. Louis. They're going back to Kansas City. They're going back to Springfield. They're going back to Cape Girardeau. And they're going to spread it. And that is where I have a problem with the way these things looked over the weekend.
And be honest, Scott, if you were down there in that crowd, what you're going to say you did, what if your friends knew you went down there or your coworkers knew you went down there, you're going to say, look, we rented a quiet place on the end of the lake. We ordered carry out. we had a boat, and we never went into that crowd. Mm-hmm. You know that's what they're going to say.
Sure,
I don't think anyone's going to go back to their community and be like, yeah, I was right in the middle of it.
I had at least 10 beers. Oh my God. I couldn't stop drinking. Oh, my word. Steve and Olathe. Steve, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
Hi.
Up, man?
I don't know why everybody gets their rocks off on shaming all these kids. I'm completely agreeing with you. If you quarantine yourself when you get home, and like our mayor should have told him, these kids were their constitutional right to have natural selection, and then they either bite the dust or they get it or they don't. You know,
Steve, do you first of all, number one, younger people are much less likely to get it. I just saw a statistic on CNN about 30 minutes ago. Anybody over the age of 75 has a mortality rate with this disease of 58%. 58%. Okay? So if you are over the age of 75 and you get COVID-19, you are more likely to die than not. If you are between the ages of 18 and 34, I believe
Was it 0.1%?
It was very low. I can't remember the exact percentage, but it was really, really low. I'm not worried about them getting the disease and dying. I'm worried about them getting the disease and bringing it back. And that, to me, is where the irresponsibility of this all comes into place. Now, Steve, to your other point and your first point in your call, do you really think that anybody who is jumping in that pool, slugging Natty Lights, is going to go home and self-quarantine? Do you really believe that?
No.
Well, what about when we get a vaccine? What about, are you going to force everybody to take the vaccine? I mean, they did not do anything wrong. They did not. The problem is the Board of Aldermen in Osage Beach and the health department, who should have shut down that bar. The kids did not violate any laws.
Steve, on what grounds are you going to shut down that pool?
Because there's too many people, and they're over the limit.
Steve,
but
they have broken no law.
Even the mayor said they did not have the authority to go in and shut it down.
No, they don't.
The fire department, if you overload any building, the fire department can shut you down. The health department can shut. That's just not true.
Wait. For fire code, they can say you cannot have that many people in an enclosed building. This was a pool.
Outside.
They were not breaking a law.
The problem is with the adults, not the kids, because the kids are just doing what they see. I went to the mall on Sunday afternoon at Oak Park Mall, and there was nobody wearing a mask. So you don't blame the kids. Blame the adults for not getting control of this situation.
Who are the kids that you're talking about? Everybody in that pool was an adult.
Well, okay. The 18, 19, 20-year-olds. I remember how I felt when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, and I was bulletproof. I was not going to be stopped on Friday afternoon at the wheel.
I know, but Steve, if you look at some of these photos, these are people our age and older. I'm staring at a woman who looks like she's 70 in the pool. I think it's easy to blame the kids because we think of Party Cove. What I'm looking at here are a bunch of 40-somethings and older in one of the pools.
If you told me to wear a mask at the wheel in 1993 on a Friday afternoon when there was 2,000 people there, you and I both know that wasn't going to happen. I mean, I know we'd like to live in this fantasy world where the kids want to live. You know, they want to be alive, and God bless them. But just don't bring it back to granny. Quarantine yourself. Don't bring it back to mom and dad. And you're right about that. Just quarantine yourself. Go undercover or whatever.
But Steve, hang on, partner. They're not going to do that, and you know that.
Well, I have faith in kids that they're not going to put granny or mom and dad. They're going to realize what they did. This is kids always have these come to Jesus moments. But I'm
no,
not.
They don't. No, they don't. What are you smoking?
Listen,
Steve is trying to have it both ways. Steve wants to say he wouldn't have worn a mask at the wheel, but he would have done the right thing when he got back home.
Once I got back from the wheel, I would have quarantined for 2 weeks because
I don't want
to get grandma sick. You're full of crap. I love you, brother, but you are full of crap.
We're late for the break.
All right, let's go to the break. 576. These kids are not going to self-quarantine. Give me a break. 576-7798. What were the statistics that you saw, Scott, for people who are roughly 40 years old? I believe it was 18%. And I'm going strictly off memory. So forgive me if I'm wrong.
Well, the number I saw, not to correct you, was...
Please do.
You know, it was like 18 to 45. And the reason I remember that, Scott, is because I'm 46. And I thought, oh, crap, I'm right outside of the low percentage window at 0.1%. And I thought 46 was 1%. It jumped from 0.1% to 1%. I do want to share some good news, okay?
Yeah,
and all of the bad... I didn't tell you this, and I'm going to see if he'll come on the show, because I had the great pleasure in Scottsdale of having dinner twice with a former infectious disease physician. And I haven't even told you this story, Scott. He is a Doctors Without Borders guy. He's been all over the world. He worked in Nigeria. He's worked during Ebola. He's probably 70 years old, if I had to guess. And he now works in palliative care. And so we had really fascinating conversations with him about the history of a lot of these infectious diseases, including H1N1, swine flu, MRSA. Because he was an infectious disease guy, he knows about all of this stuff. When I first met him, he walked over, opened his arms, and hugged me.
In Scottsdale?
Yes. And I was like, oh, are we doing this? Like, you're 70. What is happening here? What is happening? And the more I got to know him, he had a very measured calm about him and about coronavirus. Because again, he's seen Ebola. And what he said was, there are many of us, and we do not know why, Scott, that have some immunity to this. That does not mean all of us, and that does not mean complete immunity. But because our bodies have had some COVID before, you know, there are different kinds of COVID viruses.
Mm-hmm.
There are a great number of us, according in his opinion, that have some where your body will recognize this and fight it. And he thinks that's why some people are asymptomatic. They go about their business. They don't really get sick. That what we don't know is, why do others not have any immunity to this when most of us have had the common cold, or, you know, some of us have had H1N1, all of this stuff.
Or the flu and whatever.
Or the flu. You know, he was just, I felt a lot better after two very lengthy conversations over dinner with him. And I am going to try to see if we can get him on the program.
Yeah. I saw a statistic over the weekend. 35% of people who get COVID-19 will be asymptomatic. 35%. Now, I don't know how that happened.
We need an immunity test. We need an immunity test, period.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to James in Concordia. James, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Scott, Dana.
Hey, buddy.
couple things. One, my wife made a comment last night, almost made me spit out a full glass of tea. She said, who in her right mind would want to sit in a urinal wet bar?
Now that's funny.
That is funny.
And two, my wife and I just bought a brand new camper back in July. And we've been sitting there just looking out our back windows like, when are we going to be able to use this thing instead of just looking at it? I have a wedding coming up in the 6th of June, and then we're planning on going down to Warsaw the next week. And I'm more worried about the wedding than I am going to the lake, because there's going to be a lot of people at the wedding. I don't know who they've been around or where they've been.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So,
hey, James, James, number one, thank you for the laugh. Good luck with the wedding. and thank you for the call. I really appreciate it, man.
Right.
Did you see, Scott, on Facebook, someone posted, it might have been Dan, staring at those photos of thousands of people in one pool in the Ozarks, that coronavirus is probably the 15th disease or disorder you need to worry about when you're in that water. It's like 15th on the list of stuff floating around in that pool.
Gonorrhea, herpes.
Oh, you're going to get all of it. Crabs, I don't know if we'll have time.
Let's go to,
way down the line.
Let's go to Nick in Olathe. Nick, good afternoon. Hello.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoy your show. I'm born and raised in Johnson County, and I've never been to the Lake of the Ozarks. I'm just calling because it's just kind of frustrating when you see people taking those accidents and doing those things down there, and yet the rest, half the country or whatever the percentage is trying to do things right and trying to heal and trying to get through this process. And I guess I'm just hoping we have more unity as a country. You know, that probably starts at the top. And I know you guys don't talk politics, but I mean, that's just kind of where I'm coming from. I mean, I have a mother who's 81 years old who rarely leaves her house. And, you know, this isn't going to stop unless people start to take it a little more seriously. And, you know, we get some clarity in the situation. And it's,
you know, let me ask really you this. Let me ask you this. Do you think we had unity for 2 to 4 weeks in the beginning? Because I do. And I think the unity started crumbling around week 6.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it seems like when the masks kind of came into play and people were talking about, are they going to wear a mask or are they not? That seems like when a lot of it, you know, kind of deteriorated, I guess. And, you know, I remember back to 9/11, and it seemed like, I mean, this, I don't think we've had anything compared to what we had after that occurred. And, you know, I wish it would occur. I wish we had more unity, but it's probably just the era we live in, I guess. So
yeah. I do appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank
for
you
it.
For the call. Hey, Scott.
Yeah,
coming up, we have a new dog park, Diane. We have the audio of the new dog park, Diane. And this woman has been fired today.
Within the last hour, actually.
Within the last hour. And that is coming up at 3:00. You'll want to stick around for that.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. News is next. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.